Call me old man Waves.
Damn you, old man!
Wait.
Old ass man.
Shut up, old man. You smell like fart.
No. Man.
Old man.
Wait. He's so old, he got a podcast on cassette.
Fuck, you're old.
Damn it, Wade.
And welcome to the Old Man Wade Show. I am your host, the God of Stubborn, the Lord of Laughter, Old Man Wade. And I'm sitting here with my lovely life.
Hey.
With her normal enthusiasm, as always. We got a special guest in here. Snuck in through the side door.
All the time. That's where the hoes creep in, honey.
That's where the hoes creep in?
That's where the hoes creep in, honey. Side door. If we come through the front, it's a problem.
Oh, man. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Venomous herself, Stephanie. Jesus Christ. That's where the hoes creep in?
Yeah.
I have never heard the hoes creep in through the side door. I thought they creeped in through the back door.
All the doors.
All the doors?
All the doors.
Oh, I'll make sure I write that down. The hoes come through the back door. I'm just wondering if iTunes will accept that.
They better. They got some hoes on there too.
Some?
Well.
There's a lot of hoes on podcasts. I'm pretty sure there's even more hoes on iTunes in general.
I came across this podcast the other day.
The Horrible Decisions?
The Pussy Podcast.
The what?
Wait, what? The Pussy with the... Wait, they got a W in it. So Pussy.
The Pussy
Podcast.
The Pussy Podcast.
And the young... It's run by a young African-American woman, apparently. Apparently, she's into the whole, like, exploring your sexuality and all your sides and the tantric thing and all them things. And that's what she talks about. And she has a whole series with different topics. The last one I saw was, like, how to bring your man to his knees through fellatio type thing. And I was like, oh, you go ahead, girl.
Just do it good.
So she's like,
why is that even a conversation?
But some women don't know what do it good is like. Get down there, use your teeth. Get down there and pretend you got, you know, you ain't got your dentures in. Like, they don't understand what qualifies.
Nutty professor with a...
Let's go to the doc.
All right, before we get into the fuck shit... This is a topic that is like near and dear to my heart. I've been ranting about this, and me and my wife have had multiple discussions and debates about this. And it was something you posted. It was about support from your friends.
Okay.
So, I don't know if you want to talk about exactly what brought that on, but I know we were both kind of like, you had something that happened. I know you were you're working on a few things, and then some people are just kind of like, you know.
People.
Yeah. It's like they'll spend $9.99 on a Jay-Z album, but it's like, hey, I'm working on this. I ain't got it.
The issue with people is you can be the most outgoing, the sweetest, the kindest, or you can be on the other end where you're the meanest or whatever, but they will find, and you can produce this great product, this great idea, bring out something that nobody has ever thought of, but they won't support it because it's you.
Agreed.
Because it's somebody local, you know, trying to find their niche or find something to catapult them into another bracket or something. But they won't do it because it's you.
But those will be the same people, though, if you do make it, that are going to be like, oh, you're
riding
my friend.
Your coattail.
They're going to be right up your asshole.
They're going to ride your coattail. For instance, did y'all see the whole thing with Kim Kardashian trying to launch shapewear, but labeling it kimono?
Wait, what?
You didn't see that?
No.
So she had came up. I'm totally against the Kardashians. You know, I support Jordan Woods. I'm here for everything that happened with Tristan Thompson and everything. They needed that. Okay?
Did they break up?
Who?
Tristan and...
Khloe?
Yeah. They only did?
Well, who knows?
Yeah.
But, so Kim Kardashian called herself launching the shapewear line. First of all, you can't put shapewear on something that's already pre-made. Like,
true.
You're slipping this onto your little porcelain body that the doctor
already
perfectly constructed
itself.
And everything. So you're not selling it to a big girl like me who has my rolls and my fupa and, you know, my cellulite and my tiger stripes. And sometimes, you know, they may show through certain outfits, but you can't sell that to me because you don't look like me.
True.
But she had the audacity to go and try to call it kimono. So I'm like, oh, it was a play off of my name. I found that highly disrespectful. Because look at the history of kimonos. You think the creator of, you know, the origin and everything of a kimono, when they first started that garment in their country, they probably went to their friends and their family like, look at what I came up with. And what they say, nobody's going to wear that, blah, 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 blah. But then it became a staple in their culture. I don't know what catapulted it to that level, but eventually it did become a staple in their culture. Now you have somebody who comes from a family of culture vulturing trying to culture vulture on this name.
Kimonos.
I really have heard nothing about this.
Really? No, it was a whole big thing, but then she said, oh, I'm going to change it because, you know, I respect, like, you know, the history of it, and, you know, like...
She didn't believe in, like, racism up until, like, a year or two ago.
Wait, what?
And now she's over there trying to get A$AP Rocky out of jail, which I feel like he could stay.
Well, in his situation, like... Because I heard, like, cause I know he said some pretty flagrant shit about black people and the culture and things like that.
This is a black woman moment, and you want to know why?
Why?
Because... You ever see black women out here trying to tell their sons, oh, no, don't do this, don't be out in the street, or their kids in general, whomever. Don't be out in the streets, don't do this, blah, blah, blah. You know, you need to be more about your community. You need to think for yourself. You need to try to better this. Who am I? Barack Obama. Who am I? Al Sharpton. Who am I? Blah, blah, blah. And then soon as they get thrown in a situation, here comes the black mom. Is like, didn't I tell you, but I got this shit.
True. I need to look up this kimono shit.
No, you really don't.
I fucking hate the Kardashians.
You and I both. And I'm happy Jordan Woods did what she did. You know, she's back where she belongs. And
Where does she belong? Where is she at now?
She's back amongst... She's learning herself.
Oh, okay. Isn't she, like, related to, like, Will or Jada Pinkett
Smith? Dad worked with Will in the beginning of the Fresh Prince era, I believe.
Okay.
And so their families are really tight-knit.
Okay.
And then somehow she got cast under Kylie's shadow. Like Malika and her sister is under Chloe's shadow.
You know what's funny about
that? Don't be the token black friend. Don't do that.
You know what's funny about that? Well, it's funny because, like, you know, the race wars start. They're not going to be looking at her as white. They're going to recognize she's Armenian. And they're going to go, fuck you, too. Uh-huh. But that's neither here nor there. But it's funny how polar opposite the Kardashians and the Smiths are. Like, they are literally on the opposite end of the opposite ends of a spectrum. One of them is trying to uplift everybody, not just, like, black people or women or anything like that. They're trying to uplift everybody.
Right.
Then the other half, they're just literally trying to suck the life out of fucking everybody.
Right.
I don't, their whole, like, rise to power has just been, like, nasty.
Off of a sex tape.
A bad one, I think.
I say it all the time. I was like, her mother marketed her child's fucking sex tape and blew that family up.
You know,
like, nobody has a problem with that. Like, nobody, you sexually exploited your child and, like, went with it to make some money. And then continued to do it with every other child that you
had. Didn't she do a Playboy spread with her daughter?
I don't know.
I know she convinced her to do it.
That's not much better.
No. I don't know if she did it with her, but, like, no. But, like, she's done, like, every single one of her kids is in the limelight. Even the youngest ones, she, like, pushed them for it. They're all makeup, clothes, like, whatever.
Poor Rob.
Rob, yeah.
She threw all the girls out there.
Yeah, and just Rob to drown in the match.
He has a little sock line.
A little sock line. I mean, he's probably making big money off that shit, too, though.
He might be.
I love my socks. Well, are they fancy socks or are they just like Walmart socks?
I think they're like fancy Walmart socks.
Yeah, because I like my socks. Look at my Super Mario Brothers socks on right now.
I think they're like Oh, look at you. I think they're like attempted fancy socks. I don't know. I haven't seen them in a while. They were interesting when they first launched. And it was like, ooh, what happened?
I can't. I hate those people. I don't buy any of their shit.
I don't think if I've ever bought anything like worth the car. Like
everybody with that fucking Kylie lip kit or whatever.
You're talking about she's a self-made
trash.
Baby.
Trash skin.
Like, I was like, I'm not buying that
you
shit.
You ain't making nothing for my skin.
Not at all.
Now Rihanna on the other hand.
Okay.
Shit. She's making office supplies now. Funniest
thing with her. You mentioned her. It, like, I watched this video of Kevin Gates breaking down the lyrics to like his most recent song. And he went off on this tangent about Rihanna and like her big old forehead.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Hold on.
He found out the most attractive thing about Rihanna.
He was like, you know, forehead?
Yes. He said,
I can't lie.
First of all, I love Kevin Gates. Like, I don't know. Like, he's the most raunchy, most politically incorrect rapper ever. But I love him. Like, you can't help but love him. But he was like, you know, if I see Rihanna, like, I'm looking past that body, I'm looking past them clothes, I'm looking past everything. You see that big old thing she got clear? The hand motion.
What is that?
The hand motion, everything. He's like, you see that big old thing she got right up there on top of her head, that forehead right there. He said, she come to me trying to argue on her language, because you know from wherever she from. I'm just looking at her forehead like.
One thing I love about Rihanna, I never looked at the ass. I always looked at that fucking cranium, that football helmet that she got on her fucking forehead.
I can't stop.
I always loved that about that woman. Like, if you get mad at me, like, Kevin, I swear with that accent that you got, Kevin, you I kiss you on your forehead. Who you talking? Who you getting loud with? Who you disrespect? I kiss you on your forehead. You better stop playing. Hey, when you get home.
What the fuck? I love him. I
kiss you on your forehead.
I'm gonna kiss you on your forehead.
Yo.
Every time though, what was it on? Maybe you said it to me that she, you know, like American Dad, like she has a forehead like
Robert. Oh, little alien.
The alien? Yeah. I can't remember where. And now every time I look at her, that's all I can see is Robert. She's beautiful though. Like, I'm not even trying to talk shit.
Me, my best friend Diddy, we used to make fun of Greg, who's been on the show a million times. And we used to talk about how she looks like, how she used to look like Roger from American Dad.
I love it.
And then her nudes dropped. And he goes, yeah, talk that shit now. And then we both sent pictures of like Roger in a bikini.
That was like the best episode,
She's super fly though. She is incredibly
she's
fly.
She's smart. She's being smart, man. She's still making money.
And she ain't never going to put another album out again.
No. Ever.
That's
she's probably losing money putting out albums.
Right. But, you know, that all draws back to, like, your friend supporting you, because you think when she was in Barbados trying to launch this stuff that people were listening to her.
No, exactly. No, it's true.
It's such a crab in a barrel mentality that people will not support something based solely off of the person who's promoting it or trying to do it. And that sucks, because it's like, I can have a great business mind. I can probably take my entire community, my neighbors, and everybody from living this way to why don't we all put our money in this, and then we'll all be living comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your generations after you will be living comfortable. But if they don't hear somebody else say, like a celebrity or something, they're not going to go for it. No.
No, they need the, sometimes people need the validation of some shit like that.
Yeah, no, I mean, we talked about that before. Like, there's a lot of cultures in general that do that. Like, right?
Yeah.
Like Asians, like
The Jewish community,
they all, like, pool their money. So, like, I was talking to this woman that I used to work with.
And they don't, like, push their kids out.
No. And they, like, they all pool it together. First, you fund the first business does well, that one funds the next one, Their whole community now owns dry cleaners, gas stations, stores, like, whatever. The
whole entire community.
And everybody made their money back tenfold.
The biggest example that I've seen of that, like, since I was growing up, was the Fernandez Brothers brand. Mm-hmm. If you drive through Dorchester and Roxbury, and you look at damn near 97% of the liquor stores, Fernandez Brothers.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. Grove Hall, all up and down Blue Hill Ave.
Mm-hmm.
The entire Blue Hill Ave. They did one. And boom, they did another one a few blocks down. Boom, did another one a few blocks down. Blue Hill Ave is long as hell.
And there's
at least 6 Fernandez Brothers on Blue Hill Ave.
Yeah.
Hitting like every it's almost like every, like, X amount of blocks, drop another one.
They in competition with the churches. There used to be a church on every corner. Now there's a Fernandez Brothers. England, because they supported their own and they kept it going. Mm-hmm. I don't know if everything was legit, but they kept it going.
But you know, the funny thing about that is, like, the fact that it's, even if it's not legit, the fact of the matter is they kept it all within the family. It's one of the reasons why I try my best to support my best friend. Because, like, he decided to put a website together, blackrabbit.com, BlackRabbit, and, like, he's been working on this website for maybe a year and a half now. He just started a podcast network. So now he has a few podcasts. He has me and my homeboy Jelani, we both do podcasts for him. Like, you know what I mean? I don't need to, but I feel like, for me, this is the best way I think I can support him.
Right.
Like, be like, it also gets my voice out there, so we're both doing something that helps each other. Right. I always do my best to, like, if he posts something, I try to remember to post it. If he was selling something, then I'm going to buy it. Like, when my friend Jelani puts an album out, I don't stream it, I buy it.
Right.
Like, you know, these are things you're supposed to do for the next person. Just like when you had that post, the first thing I did was like, hey, is there anything I can do to help you with what you're trying to do right now?
Because my big thing was for me, so I'm trying to launch my brand. I'm trying to get it out there. It's called Venom's Corner. Okay. It's a platform ultimately for women.
Okay.
Or, you know, whatever you identify with.
It's fine. Spell your Instagram handle so people can find you.
It's VYNOMOUSLYME. Venomously Me.
I like that.
And so Venom Corner is... I'm sensitive about my shit, so I don't want to put it on somebody else's thing. Mm-hmm. And so the stuff that I have that I want to do, that's my platform for it. And if people rock with what I do and feel like their talents aren't in line, I'm also opening to letting that be their platform as well. Mm-hmm. And so I know in my years I have ruffled some feathers because people don't like the truth. And I'm okay with that. And ultimately, you know, that may hinder me or it may help me. But at the end of the day, I still sleep great at night because of it. Okay? Yeah. Like, my whole thing is, I'm not going, my friend, if I love you, even, like, you know, no matter what my relationship is with you, I have some type of respect for you if I communicate with you.
Fair. Yes.
I don't communicate with anybody that I don't have an inkling of respect for. I can't do it. It's not in me.
Well, it's one of the reasons why I'm glad, like, there are no yes men in my circle. Like, all the people who are closest to me will tell me when I'm fucking up. They'll tell me when I'm doing good. Like, my best friend always, like, if I'm fucking up, they'll tell me you're fucking up. My wife will be the first one to tell me you're fucking up. But they're also the same people who will big me up when, like, things are going well. When things are going well or when I need encouragement. Like, there's a difference between, I guess, kid-gloving it and then flat-out just letting people make mistakes.
Oh, like, being, right. Like, a yes man. Like, yeah. We talk about that a lot because he'll like, come home and he'll be ranting about something. And I'll be like, no, you're being an asshole. And right. I'll be like, no, but... I'll be like, no, but you need to sit back and think about what you just said and think about what happened. And maybe you're taking it too personally. You're kind of being an asshole. And he'll do the same thing with me, though. He'll be like, no... Like, you're being ridiculous right now. Calm down.
That right there is an exchange of love.
Instead of blowing it up and being like...
Yeah. Okay. So, this all ties into the accountability thing. If my friend is trying to pursue something, mm-hmm. and I don't see that as a great fit for them, I'm going to ask them questions until they figure it out.
Okay.
Like... What is this? Why does this thing right here? Why is this the most appealing thing for you? Why do you feel like this is for you? Because I know your history. I know what your passions are. No, like, not in a bad light, but I know your history. I know what you've expressed
to me that your passions are. It'd be like me coming to you going, so I'm gonna start a dog. I'm gonna start a business walking cats. Like, why the fuck are you walking cats, Mark? That's not what you've been doing for the past few years.
No, that's fair.
No, but it's like, what makes you feel like this is where your energy needs to be drawn? Don't, and if the first thing out of your mouth is, oh, it's because I've seen such and such. Nope. Oh, you know, the money. Nope. Oh, well, unless you can tell me, like, you know, I generally have a passion for this. I feel like I can change this in this regard and, you know, make it more of a grander scheme of things, then no, I'm not going to support you on it.
Yeah, so you want people to actually be, when someone's coming with you for something and they want your opinion, you're going to ask them the questions that need to be asked. Yeah. Why are you doing this? And if even, so, like, let's say I did want to start a catwalking business, just for shits and giggles, right? if I present it in a way that it makes sense, then it's like, oh, okay.
You thought it out.
Well thought out plan. But if it's just like, oh, well, you know, because I have Wade, and Wade's in the house, and she, it's like, shut the fuck up. Yeah, exactly. No.
Like, I'm not going to entertain it any further.
So, what is, I still need to know, what is your, is it like, a blog? Is it a website?
It's going to be a blog, and I'm going to have an apparel line tied into it. It's more going to, I want to do, like, face-to-face. I want my face to be seen. I want you to see my emotions and things that I go through. So it's going to be more like a video blog.
I like it.
It's going to tie in a whole bunch of different things. How I feel about social issues. How I feel about my new journey of parenting and my little asshole of a child and all of these things. Like, I have so many things. And then ultimately, I would like to open a theme bar.
Nice.
A theme bar.
Yep.
I have so many things, and I want to open a community center. Like, I have this whole big idea of how far I would like it to go within my lifetime. Okay. And then hopefully passing it on to a next generation. It doesn't have to be my son or within my family. Like, if your passions align with mine, come on, honey. my arms are open to you. Like, and that's another thing. I remember, like, I had got my start on radio through Sterl. Sterl the Pearl, he's a local DJ. He does great work. He has a radio show on Big City. And he gave me my opportunity.
Okay.
But before him, I know people who were in that realm. And, you know, were doing it. And I would express interest. Like, I always wanted to be a DJ. Like, I could put together a dope playlist. I can rock your party. I just don't know how to physically do it. I can be saying this, like, and that's the thing. When I go out, my friends are like Amanda, so Capanda, she calls me the walking iPod. I will sit there.
Sounds about right.
We did a road trip one time with the kids, and I knew every song. Like, no matter if she changed the radio station, she put in a CD, I knew the song.
Yo, a road trip with Amanda seems incredibly fun.
It is fun. It's nothing but, it's like hours long car karaoke.
That seems like super fun.
And I think at the time we were road tripping to Atlanta, and as we're passing through, we're making fun of all the weird town names and everything. It was a mess.
Yeah, from here to Atlanta, yeah, that seems like there'd be some weird shit that you'd see.
Weird ass town names.
I also feel like there's some places going through the South that black people shouldn't stop.
Anything that contains the word lynch, we're not stopping there.
Hey.
I'm at the lynch household right now. Cool. Y'all ain't getting fucked up. Well, let me take this free wine.
Take this free wine and dip.
I think it's time for me to go.
What the difference is, you know, we're almost human tones.
Well, no, you know, so funny you say that, though, right? So one of my coworkers way back when or something, like, after I married Mark or whatever, and I took his name, and she was like, where did he get the name Lynch? And I was like...
And then, hold up. My favorite part of this story is the woman in the background who was giggling, you told me.
Yeah, like, I want you to think about that for a minute. I want you to think where a black man would get the name Lynch and how. And she goes, well, slavery. Slavery. That was somewhere along the line, that was his family's master's name. And that's where Lynch came from. And she was like, oh, well,
I saw you just sit there like, he was one of the failed ones too, not the house money.
She was no, she didn't even know what to say. She didn't know there was a girl behind me, I won't say names. She was laughing so hard. She was like, I can't right now. You're so fucked up. Because she was like, where did your husband get the name Lynch from?
Confidently at that.
Hold on. This is pretty fucking funny. It kinda speaks on the same tone.
James Harriet Tubman.
Reason to hug the black person.
Hold up! It's that time of the year again. It's a month to shine. Everybody lend your ear again. We about to get it in and set it off mentally. They really don't teach you stuff in school. It's a mystery. Black history, our forefathers paved the way. Here's 28 reasons to hug a black guy today. Number one, we deserve a chance. 2 through 28, slavery.
Care for it.
first thing that popped in my head when you guys talk about it. I'm like, yeah.
No, it's true.
Oh, man.
Oh, that job.
Yeah, so I'm going to end this part of the episode now, and I'll just connect it to the one me and Javi did.
Okay.
So it'll, this way I'll have an hour-long episode that'll go out tomorrow. Real quick, before we end, can you please let them know where to hear you again, where they can find you on social medias?
Yes, Instagram, Venomously Me, Facebook, Stephanie Renee. That's where I am.
No Twitter?
No, I have to get back into the realm of Twitter.
I just do what I do. I only follow people who like either have the same kind of interests or at least people who are going to be positive. I follow comic book artists, comic book writers, comedians, and half-naked women. Or fully naked women.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nothing but happy people. Soon as I see someone like, oh, you support Fuckboy45? Unfollow. Yeah, man. I'm not with that shit. You can go fuck yourself with that guy. All right. All right, thanks everyone for joining. Until next time.
Damn it, Wade.